Luka might not be the best player on this team anymore. He might not be. I think Jalen Brunson is better than Luka Doncic right now. And it shows, it showed kind of last game. It's showing in this game. It's just a clear difference between Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic. Jalen Brunson might be a cheaper version as well of Luka Doncic. So we beat a non-playoff team by 1 point. It's cool. 109 to 108. We beat them at the Spurs. Luka Doncic scored 23 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, 0 blocks, 4 turnovers. Shot 10 of 25 shooting wise. 3 for 12 3-point shooting. 0 of 2 2 free throw shooting. As you can say, as I've said this whole year, Luka is not a 3-point shooter anymore. He has declined in his 3-point shooting, and I don't know what to say. Jalen Brunson closed the game out, as I said in the Miami Heat in the last video. We got blown out by a playoff team, and then we bounced back by winning 1 point by 1 point against a bottom five Western Conference team. So it's not looking good right now for Luka. I don't know what to think anymore. I don't think it's a lost cause with Luka. I don't think we need to trade him now, but maybe in a couple weeks we might need to look into trading Luka and let Jalen Brunson be the man. Jalen Brunson and Porzingis. So that would be a nice duo. Nice duo. Porzingis as an all-star, Jalen Brunson an upcoming all-star. Yeah, we need to just trade Luka since he's declining. He's past his prime a little bit, so Mavs are now 5-3. I think we play the Boston Celtics. So that's gonna be a tough game. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are heating up a little bit. They're heating up, so we'll see what happens. Out of 100, I'd have to give a rating of I'd have to give a rating of 48 out of 100. Wasn't really an impressive game by him. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if he shoots a little bit better, and then we'll go from there.